Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Bechoras, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Rachel Shelloi Bichra. We have over here a sheep that so far has never given birth. V'yalda, this is the first time it's giving birth, and it gave birth to Shnei Zecharim, two males. V'yatsu Shnei Rishayim Ke'echad. And both, the heads of both of them came out at the same time. Which one is the Bechar? Rabbi Yaisi Haglili says Shnein, both of them are. And therefore you have to give it lakayin to the kayin shenemer, as the pasuk says, the complete pasuk is v'chol peta shege behema sheyilcha hazacharim lashem. In fact, the pasuk says zacharim lashem rabim. This teaches us that two zacharim that are born mamish together, both of them have kedusha sabchayra. The chachamim say, yefsher, it's not possible. The two heads can't come out mamish at the same time. For sure, one of them was born a little bit before the other one. We just don't know which one it is. That being the case, up to Mishnah Vayter, Ele Echad, one of them, Loi, stays by the Bailim, the Echad LaKayin, and one is given to the Kayin. Now, which one goes to the Kayin? Rabbi Tarfon says, a Kayin Bayer Loi is the Yafa. The Kayin can look at the two and say, I'm going to take the one that looks better, one that looks stronger, nicer. That's probably the one that came out first. That's probably the Pchar. It had more Kayach, therefore it came out first. Rabbi Kiva says, Meshamna b'nayin. No. There's no way of assessing it this way. We can't say just because one looks stronger or better that it came out first. Rather, according to Rabbi Akiva, I mean, Meshamnin b'nayin. We're going to look at it this way. Let's say the better one is worth 100, and the one that doesn't look so good is worth 80. So there's a dispute here over 20. Like in any dispute, what's the halacha? Who do we give it to? The one who wants to take it away from the one who's holding it, he has to prove that it's his, like we've mentioned many times in earlier occasions. Someone comes over to you and says, hey, that jacket is mine. And he takes you to Bezin. He says, that jacket he's wearing is mine. Let him prove that it's his. You don't have to prove it's his. You're wearing the jacket. He has to prove that it's his. So here it's the Kayin that wants to prove the better one is his. So we talk, I don't know. But unless you can prove that it's yours, then it's going to stay by the original owner. So the better one here, that carries the extra 20, because it's 80 plus 20 in terms of its value, that stays by the original owner. And as a result, what does the kayin take? The kayin takes the one that's worth less. Vasheni, and the better one, the one that remains in the hands of the bailim, yira atshe yistoiv. It's going to have to graze around until it gets a mum, and then he can shecht it and eat it. Why does it have to graze until it gets a mum? Because let's see, I'm the owner, I don't have to give the kayin the better one. So he takes the lesser one, but lemaisa, it's still a suffix par. Could be the better one came out first. So I can't shecht it if it doesn't have a blemish, but the bailim have to wait until it gets a mum. Afterwards, you can eat it like the din of a suffix bechar. What's the story with the one that went to the kayin? Well, the kayin, for the same reason, can't be makrivit, because maybe it's not a bchar. Just like we're saying the bailim can't eat the first one without a mum, because maybe it is a bchar, the kayin can't take the one he got, the one that was worth less, and be makrivit, because maybe it's not a bchar. Rather, he has to wait until it gets a mum, then he can shecht it and eat it. So why doesn't the Mishnah tell me that? So the Baturin says, because we're talking about Bezman Azeh, where he's not going to be makrav a carbon anyway, so it doesn't make that much of a difference. Lemais, as far as the kain is concerned, but the bailim, they have to know. You can't just shecht it and eat it. You have to wait for it to get a mum. Vaitra's like the Mishnah of Achayim b'matan, as the bailim are mechuyev to give the kain from the lamb that stayed in their hands, the matnes kahuna, the zroya l'chayim v'keva, when they shecht it. Now this is the reason. Because one way or another, mimanavshach, if let's say what was left in the hands of the bailim is the bchar, so it all belongs to the kayin. If it's not a bchar, so from chulin, the zroy l'chaim v'keva goes to the kayin anyway. So the zroy l'chaim v'keva for sure, in this case, is going to go to the kayin. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. Rabbi Yaisi says, no, this kevis that was left in the hands of the bailim is patur an matnas kahuna. See, according to Rabbi Yaisi, the kevis that was left in the hands of the bailim, the lamb that was left in the hands of the bailim, is a pchar. What that means is, we'll work with the possibility that it's a pchar. But the kayin gave it to him. The kayin didn't say, let's leave everything because we don't know which is which. No, the kayin didn't say that. The kayin took one of them. Okay, so if you take one of them, that means that you're saying that I'm taking this instead of the Pchar. So even if the one that's stayed by the Bailam is the Pchar, it doesn't owe anything to the Kayan. The Kayan traded it. So why should he give the Matanas to the Kayan? What do you mean? Meman of Shach. Maybe it's the Pchar. So it all belongs to the Kayan. No, it's not true. The Kayan took something already instead of the Pchar. It's as if the Kayan took the Pchar and traded it afterwards. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Meis Echad Mehen, of one of these two, Vladis, that were born before they had a chance to divide it, died. What do we do now? Reb Tarfon says, Yachloiku. Okay. Take the one that's left, and they should divide it. Reb Tarfon, how can you say that? You told us before, the one that's better is probably the one that came out first. It was strong enough, so it came out first. So clearly explains about Tanura, Reb Tarfon changed his opinion on this. Reb Tarfon holds, even if both were alive, we would also assess the value and divide it, because both have a chelik in it. How would it work? Both are alive, right? Let's say one is worth 100, the other is worth 80. Okay, so there's a difference of 20. And we have a suffolk who owns that 20, whether it's the Kayan or the Bailam. So the din should be, one takes the better one, one takes the less. So one of the one who took the better one should take half of the 20, he should take 10 and return it. Rabbi Akiva says, in this case, where one of them died, Hamleitzi Mechaveire Olavarai, Rabbi Akiva maintains his earlier shita. The Bailam are considered the muchzik. The Bailam are no different than if someone tries to take away your shirt. It's the kohen that's going to have to prove that it's his. So if one of them died, the kohen can't get anything from the Bailam. Can't take the live one from the Bailam, because who says that was the Bchar? Maybe the Bchar died. And the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva says about Tanura, Zak the Mishnah Vaiter, Zachar and Akeva. Till now we were talking about where the twins were both Zacharim. We just don't know which one was born first. But if the twins came out, one a Zachar, one in Akeva, ain't kan l'kayin klum. The kayin gets nothing. Because we can say maybe the Akeva came out first. And therefore, there's no Pchar here at all. If both were Zachar and one of them is a Pchar, we don't know which one it is. But in this case, maybe there's no Pchar. And therefore, it remains in the hands of the Bailam. What are the Bailam going to do with it? So the Bakhtar explains, he has to wait for it to graze and get a mum, because it's a Safik Bechar. But as far as giving it to the Kayan, no. We say, Amleitzi Mechavei Yarl V'Raya, and even Reb Tarfon would agree, in this case, being that it could be, there's no Bechar over here at all. Okay, so Chazring over, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. We have a sheep that gave birth to twins, both males. Both came out at the same time. Rabbi Yisrael Lili says both are considered to be a Bchar, because the Pasuk says Ascharim Lashem. The Chacham and Darshan the Pasuk differently. They say it's impossible that both came out mamish at the same time. One came out a little before the other one. We just don't know which one it is. So what do? One of them stays by the Bailam and one is given to the Kayan. Rav Tarfon says the Kayan picks the stronger one, the better looking one, one that looks like more of a geshmaka sheep, because that probably came out first and had more kayach. So it makes sense to assume that's the Bchar. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not a guarantee. Rather, we don't know. We don't know if the better one goes to the kayin or the lesser one goes to the kayin. So we have over here the value that's in between the bigger one and the lesser one that's in dispute. And when something is in dispute, what do we say? We say, Amleitzi Mechaveri Olava Raya. If you want to take the money that's in dispute, you have to prove that it's yours. Right now, the Bailam are the ones who are holding on to it. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kayan takes the weaker one, because that's for sure his, or the value of that is his. And the Bailam keep the better one, but it could be a Pchar, therefore it has to graze until it gets a Mum. Furthermore, it's Chayiv B'matanis. The Bailam have to give from the one that they have, Zoya L'chayim V'keva, because Mimanav Shach means one way or another. If it's the Bchar, the whole thing belongs to the Kayan. If it's not, then if it's Chulin, so from Chulin, you have to give the jaw and the Zeraya and the foreleg and the Keva and one of the stomachs to the Kayan. Rabbi Yaisi says, no. We don't say, well, if it's a Bchar, it all belongs to the Kayan, because the fact that the Kayan took the other sheep, that's a way of saying, okay, I'm taking this one, and that'll be instead of the Bchar. In case you have the Bchar, we're trading it for this one. So it's like, the Kayan gave up his rights over here for the Bchar. He took it already. through the other one. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says he would be potter on matanis. Because maybe it's a bchar. And if it's a bchar, it's like the kohen gave it to him already. He traded it for the other sheep. So why should he have to give the matanis? If one of these two died, the two boys that were born at the same time, before they had a chance to divide it, Rabbi Tarfin is chayzer and his original shita, that probably the better one came out first. Rather, he says, let them divide it. And this would be according to this new sheet of Reb Tarfin, according to the way Reb Tarfin was chayzer. See, the Heilige Tanaim, they had no problem saying they were wrong. No, I changed my opinion. So in this case, according to the way we understand Reb Tarfin now, even if they were both alive, the way we would do it is, we consider the difference between the two in dispute. So if one of them was worth 100, the other was worth 80, we have 20 that's in dispute. Whoever takes the better one is going to have to divide the disputed money, give 10 to the one who took the lesser one. That's what we'll do if they're alive. If one of them died, we divide the one that's left. Rabbi Kiva says, no, a mitzvah mechaveri olivaraya, the kohen has to prove that the live one is the bchar. If not, he can't take anything. And the Mishnah concluded by saying, this is all if they were both a zecharim. But if the twins that were born were a zachar and a kevin, I don't know which one was born first, the kohen gets nothing, because it could be, in this case, there's no bchar at all if the nekeva came out before her brother.